Guest on our program today, Marty Lemore from the Boone County Historical Society. Marty, good to talk to you again.
Hi, good morning. How are you today, Jim?
Well, just plugging right along, enjoying a break in the heat. How's that?
That's exactly what I'm doing, too. I actually had coffee outside for the first time in over a week, so yeah. It was very nice.
Well,
a little breeze and not as humid.
We'll take it. It happens. It's not like the first time, or it won't be the last time it's happened to us. But I tell you what, I know that... it's normally we would have visited a little earlier in the month, but with everybody, with all the back to school and vacations and everything going on, we got pushed back a little bit, but still in ample time to talk about some of the things that are coming up for the Historical Society, because we're going back to some Saturday Scholar programs, huh?
Yes, we are. In fact, Saturday with the Scholar, the first one will be September 9th at 1 p.m. down in the lower level community room. And then we're going to have Philip Larson, who is an author, who wrote the book A Few Memorable Days. He's going to be talking about his worldwide travels, which will include his presentation with a slideshow and a book signing. I know Phil's sister, but I do not know Philip. He grew up in Boone, and he lives in Logansport, so... Mm-hmm. We're really looking forward to having that presentation. I think that'll be interesting. I love that it's someone local. And his book is apparently available, I believe, on Amazon.
Yeah.
So if anybody wants to get it ahead of time and read or whatever, they certainly could. So.
All right.
We do have one other one in November. I don't have written down who that is, but we will be announcing those as those come up.
Mm-hmm.
In a timely fashion. We try to have one at least once a month.
Yeah, and it's we are away from summertime, which was always a challenge to be able to do them at that time. So here we are back into the swing of things. And I know there are, you get ideas from different people and things like that. It's just a matter of trying to piece together what we're going to have.
Right. We do a little bit of a brainstorming session, and we have a list of ideas that we went to, and then we contact the individuals that we get the ideas on and see if it works out for their schedules to be able to present for us. Mm-hmm. So we usually have pretty good luck with that.
All right. So Philip Larson, right?
Right.
He'll be up in September and, get a chance to hear some of his stories and things like that. Those are always the great things because you hear some great stories. I think back to some of the others you've had in the past. So and more work going ahead forward on those. So what other things have you guys been working on? Because obviously you still have a museum to run.
Right. Well, I think first off, we've had some new memberships, which is really exciting. I think I processed 5 or 6 new memberships, and we have several new volunteers. So that's been really exciting for us. It helps us out. Like I said before, we strongly encourage you that if you're going to volunteer that you become a member, but it's not absolutely required. And everybody has their own special talent that they can bring to us.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I've said this before on other programs, you don't have to be a historian. It just has to have skill and talent in other ways. There's buildings and grounds. There's sorting and cleaning. There's things that don't have a thing to do. Working in the gift shop and Kate's shop and that type
sure.
of thing. So we've been glad to have an increase in our membership. I just want to put in a reminder that we do have a Facebook page, and we also have our website,
mm-hmm.
Which is bchsiowa.org. And so we're working to enhance that. It's kind of minimal right now, but we're working with individual to try and make it a little bit more dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
As far as financially, we're sitting very well. No problems in that area.
We'd always like it to be better, though.
In the new teachers gathering.
Oh, okay.
Joe Howell attended that, and we sponsored a table and, contributed to the process there. So that was good to be able to be part of the community and welcome the new teachers getting the school year started.
Yeah.
We were down to attend on August 6th out at McCose Park just to have a booth set up with our brochures and that type of thing. But with the weather, that didn't happen. So
it's one of our rain days there, yeah.
Yeah, it was a little rainy over on that Sunday, but they still kept it going.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah, that's good.
As far as projects, we have really been working hard on renovating the research room, which is going to be dedicated to Larry Adams.
Yeah.
We have replaced flooring in there and also rearranged, took out old items and put in new items with new, it's not new, but new to that room, bookshelving and organization so that it'll be easier for people to come in and do research. We have a computer set up so individuals can come in and use the computer to be online to look up research that they want to. We've got the chairs, but they're not cleaned up and put together. Everything's not quite there yet. We're going to have a little coffee nook where there's going to be two nice, comfortable chairs. We're going to have a little Keurig so people can have a cup of coffee and sit and read in the research room if they would like to. So, and we just had someone in to measure for some new blinds in that room, too. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of coming together, and we're excited about that. We think Larry would be pleased.
I think Larry would be spending a lot of time in there if he was here.
Yes, exactly. So we are going to be having a book sale. We received from the estate some of the books from Larry's home.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did a couple long days of sorting and organizing. And so we are going to be having a book sale on October 6th and 7th. And it is our hope at that time, too, that we can do the dedication of that room, of the research room to Larry. So we're hoping we'll be all ready to go with that.
All right.
So the other room, the community room, we also have dedicated to Wayne B. Erickson, who was a very generous donor. And so we got two plaques. We have one for Larry to put up by the research room, and we had a very nice plaque. Both of them have pictures of the individuals. So we got that completed, too.
Good.
Let's see. We are going to be participating in the community event for the Lighted Parade.
Oh,
and
sure.
The presentation is November 30th.
Yeah.
We will be doing our soup supper.
I figured you would.
So, yeah, we're going to be doing that. We'll have that available from 4:30 to 7:30. I understand there's performances up at City Hall at 5 o'clock, and then I think there's the lighted parade and then another performance to follow.
Yeah.
But we'll have soup available and be doing a little bit more advertising on that when it gets a little bit closer.
That's going to be a busy one, I think. So, but I figured that soup supper is definitely on the list for the Historical Society. That's kind of become a bit of a mainstay for a holiday lighted parade.
Yep. So. We've done that. I think I've done it obviously every year, and this we can have it open now. At least as far as we know, we'll have to wait and see how the winter weather affects COVID, but. We'll hope that we can have it open like we have. And we typically, one year, we had to do completely carry out and ordering. But hopefully we'll be able to do the in-person, or people can still come and do carry out also. So.
It's one of those where we'll see what the weather is on November 30th, and we'll work with what we've got there. So.
Right.
I was going to say, your Facebook page, I did have an opportunity to see a couple of the work that those guys were doing, putting down the flooring and stuff in the in the research room. It was really looking nice, real looking nice.
Thank you. We're pretty pleased. We've got some great volunteers that have those kind of skills, which is wonderful. So we also got kind of an interesting donation from the Casati family He had a grocery store down in Fraser, and so we got the candy counter, and there's a picture on the Facebook page of that with the girls. There's four Cassati girls.
Yeah.
And they brought that in. In fact, on Sunday the 6th, when it was raining, but we got it covered with a tarp, and every few people got a little wet, but they brought that down, so it's a very nice donation. We have that down in the main room in the exhibits where Kate Shelley and Fairway and Carl Fritz Henning are right now.
Oh, sure.
So, but we are still continuing. I tell you, we have two fabulous volunteers, Joe and Dave Howell. I just give them kudos left and right. They are great organizers and sorters to get the backlog of items that have been donated in the past 3 or 4 years, as well as items that were even donated previously, entered into our software system and somewhat put into a place so we can relocate items. We also upgraded our Pass Perfect so we can now take photographs. And we haven't installed it yet, but we will be able to take photographs instead of having to do a typed-in description of an item, because that's what we have to do now.
Sure.
So that'll be a time saver, but I just can't say enough good about Joe and Dave and how diligent they are spending time getting this stuff done. So it helps us, so we're clearing out the items and organizing so that we can reopen our second floor. Items from the first floor will be moved up to display up on second floor. Jeannie Carpenter Weidke is our exhibits person and very forward thinking, and always her brain, a very busy brain when it comes to organizing and thinking about things for display for the History Center. So she's lucky to have those people.
Yeah, she's always like 4 or 5 months ahead of the rest of us, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Just thinking, this is coming and this is what we can do here.
Right.
One of the things, as people come in and volunteer to help out and stuff, are they still just all of a sudden they see the size of the collection? A lot of people don't realize just how big of a collection that the Historical Society has.
Right. And at this time, the thing of it is, once they become a volunteer, then they have access up to second floor now, because we aren't ready for company yet. But, you know, the regular visitor isn't going to know about the volume that's up on second and third floor.
Sure.
Also, Harry Vonk has been working on the third floor collection, which was even a bigger, I'll use the word disaster. I'm not disaster, is probably a good word.
It's just, it's been accumulated.
We'll use the word challenge, because, you know, with the things that are happening around the world, I hate to compare what the History Center has. I'll just say disorganization that needed to be reorganized. And he's been diligent about going up and going through boxes and finding treasures and helping us get things that we need to accession in. So it's really coming along with the organization.
That's been one of those things with everything that happened. Efforts to keep organized just kind of kept going by the wayside. So having like Joe and Dave really focusing on that helps immensely, because with everything you've got, it isn't going to happen overnight to catalog all that stuff.
That's right. It's right. It's like you can become very overwhelmed, or at least I can be, by looking at it. And I have to kind of remember the adage of, you know, you don't eat the whole pie at once. You just take a slice at a time.
Yeah. I know that, with the book sale, again, that's going to be one of those too. The volume of material that came out of Larry's estate and, again, keeping a lot of the important ones for research purposes, but there are a lot of others that are just collectible things that he had accumulated. So,
right, exactly.
I was going to ask you a little bit about, because I know you wanted to try to get some people with an interest in Kate Shelley's place out there start to make some contact and communication and start to. Nothing that was going to happen immediately, but you want to take a look at what can we do and where can we go.
Right. Summer's kind of gotten away from me. I haven't gotten that little organizational meeting put together, but I do have a couple of volunteers. One is Angela Lang. She was active on the Kate Shelley Committee in prior years, and I told her she probably felt like she was having a deja vu, because we're kind of going back to the same thing that that committee worked on previously, but the intent still is that we'll do some brainstorming with some individuals that have interest to see what kind of an idea is, what do you want the future of Kate to look like. So for right now, we're keeping the site groomed and cleaned up and looking better than it was. It's still not open for visitors.
Yeah.
And I don't know that it probably, that actual site probably ever will be. We have an inventory of items in there, and those will either be sold or used at the museum. Then we can decide once the decision is, we already have made the decision, as I've said before, that that building is not salvageable, and it doesn't have historical meaning to Kate Shelley. It was moved, I believe, from Beaver, I think it was. I could be wrong on where it came from, but the depot was not significant to Kate. So looking forward to that. We will be re-signing our lease with the Army Corps of Engineers.
Okay.
We have to do that in 2024 to continue to maintain and promote that site.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, for anybody in the past who may have walked down that railroad bed out to the river, take a look and still being able to see the pilings and everything out there and just look
how far
that was across there. That's a long way. So.
Right. I think it'd be fun, too. I believe it's August 6th, I think it is the actual day that occurred. I could be wrong because I'm not the historian.
Uh-huh.
But we kind of, one of the ideas that was batted around was, we need to have a Kate Shelley Day, which might be something that's kind of on the future idea thing. I think that would be kind of fun.
Well, for people that are interested in being a part of it and or just being considered or wishing to be a part or keep informed about it, first of all, get a membership because that's not hard to do. And like you said, you don't, just because you get a membership doesn't mean you're required to come and volunteer a lot of time, but you're certainly welcome to.
Exactly.
So we've got that. Let's see. I was going to say, yes, always get a membership because then you get, Trail Tales, right?
Yes, you get Trail Tales and you get free admission and you get a discount on the use of the community room.
See, there's all kinds of advantages there.
Exactly.
It's pretty easy. And I know, like, over time, we've gradually been getting a lot of those memberships coming back, people inquiring. And not necessarily people right from town, but people who might have connections. Maybe were raised here and now live elsewhere. So.
Right. We do have members as such.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, we've got...
We send out the board meeting minutes every month to the membership via email. So that people can stay informed if they want to. So.
Yep, and people need to remember, yes, we are all volunteers for the Historical Society. Now, we have no paid positions at this time, so it's one of those where if you want to help be a part of it, you can certainly do that. So Saturday with the Scholars, let's hit on it again and let people know it's coming up. It's going to be
here. That's Saturday, September 9th, 1 p.m., Philip Larson. We'll be doing a presentation on his book, A Few Memorable Days.
Okay. And I believe next regular meeting for the board, what, the 5th?
That Tuesday is either the 5th or the 6th.
Yeah, it'll be the 5th, September 5th.
The 5th, okay. Yep. Yep. September 5th will be our next meeting, and those are open to the public.
Right after the Labor Day holiday. So, again, like I said, if you want to be a part, find out what's going on. Certainly easy to do that. Follow along. Again, the Facebook, I think, is probably an easy way to keep updated on some of the things you have going on, some of the work that's taking place. But you can also, again, check out the website. Maybe if you have some skills in website things, you can work with them too. Volunteer there. So a lot of volunteer opportunities.
Exactly.
All right. Marty, I appreciate you taking time to visit with us, get us updated on what's going on. Thanks so much.
Thank you. And we'll look forward to talking to you again next month.